Jalen, this was completely inconsequential, meant nothing, but it was so fun to watch this Sinet pass. Look at that bomb.
Come with me. Hail Mary. Run quick, see. Let Tua have that gig. Or trade for Deshaun. Stay tuned.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give people what they want.
James Harden has a warning for the entire NBA. We have a little more clarity, or do we, about the Patriots starting quarterback position? But we start in the Bay Area, where it was not Jimmy Garoppolo or Trey Lance. It was Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance platooning, coming on and off the field. I absolutely loved it, Jalen Rose. What did you think about what they did at the quarterback position in San Francisco?
I do not like quarterback platoons. They do not work. As a matter of fact, you guys get a chance to enjoy the great Tom Brady and his 7 Super Bowl rings later. I got a chance to watch him in college platoon with Drew Henson. Just think about that for a second. These don't work, fam. I know you can say that they're different players. They have different styles. Trey Lance is the future. You just took him high. But you still have Garoppolo on the roster. And as your veteran, same with the Patriots. You don't go back to the vet. You start the vet. You start Jimmy G. You start Cam. And then you turn to the young fella when you feel like they're ready. You can't be like platooning these guys on series. I think Shanahan, as an offensive genius, knows this. You have one of the greatest tight ends in the game. They have one of the greatest run games in the league. They have one of the best defenses in the league. They were just in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. I do not want to see a quarterback platoon, Jacoby.
I liked what I saw, Jalen. I absolutely liked what I saw.
What?
They have different abilities. You got Lance who can run. Jimmy G who's more of a pocket passer. You mentioned Shanahan's genius. This is a stroke of genius from Shanahan. The defense has to prepare for two different types of offenses. They both had rushing touchdowns. Jimmy G had a rushing touchdown. Lance had a rushing touchdown. It worked. You can't argue with results, Mr. Rose. And do you know who they play week one? Guaranteed win. Watch. Your Lions right now are going to be preparing for two quarterbacks, and they're going to be down by 28 at halftime. This worked, and it will continue to work. I like the quarterback platoon in the Bay Area. I've never seen it work before, but I think it's going to work this year for the 49ers. I believe
Jacoby, it only works until it doesn't work. You already know they're not going to be getting touchdowns and big plays when they're platooning quarterbacks. It's going to be like one guy come in, go for 3 yards, next guy come in, incomplete pass. Now you go back to the other guy. Nobody's going to be able to get a rhythm, and you know it.
Jalen, how can you argue
I can't guarantee
with a man?
That anybody in the world will be alive Sunday.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday, but I can guarantee that the Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo platoon at quarterback will beat the Lions. I can guarantee that. Even if we're all not alive on Sunday, I guarantee that they will beat the Lions. That was an extremely interesting quarterback competition, or is it? But there is one in New England, and head coach Bill Belichick had this to say about the starting quarterback position.
Moving ahead to regular season games, have you made a decision on who will start at quarterback in the regular season opener?
Yeah, no, we still have a lot of decisions to make.
We still have a lot of decisions to make. Jalen, you and I both believe and think it should be Cam Newton at quarterback. Do you think that they still have that decision to make in New England?
I do. Just because Cam is in his second year in the system, we know as a veteran what he's accomplished. Again, like I just said with Jimmy G, you don't go back to the vet. You give him a chance to get off to a good start. You hope he stay healthy. You hope they win games. They built a team and spent some money this offseason so that they can be competitive. They saw Tom Brady leave and in his first year win the Super Bowl. So they hope to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to start the season with their rookie Mac Jones. You ease him in slowly, and then when you feel like he's ready to go, or Cam has had an injury, or the team struggles, that's when you make the move. I don't believe you do the move week one.
I don't think you do the move week one. I think that Bill Belichick's just not telling the truth to the reporters as he has in his entire career. I think that he knows it is going to be Cam Newton, but I found it really interesting what they did this offseason. Bill Belichick is not known for spending sprees, and they went on a spending spree this offseason. And when you look at the preseason numbers, they're giving Mac Jones a lot more time on the field, which is why the numbers seem a little skewed because Newton only plays a couple series. But Cam Newton will be the week one starter. And if they continue to win, and I kind of think they will, I have this team at like 11-6 this year, Jalen. I really do. I think this team is going, they're not going to win the division. The Bills will win the division. But this is a playoff team. I have them at 11-6. What are your expectations for the Patriots?
I'm not mad at that. Put up their offseason additions again. When you look at what they've done, they strengthened the tight end spot, right? You have Cam Newton. Anytime you add a Jalen, that's a great offseason. I just really believe, again, that they're going to be a team that looks a lot of ways like the Ravens, except Cam Newton isn't as fast as Lamar. Like, he's not going to be dropping back, throwing deep. I think they're going to be looking a lot like a team that plays on Saturday in a lot of series more than a team that plays on Sundays. But that's Cam at this point of his career. I think, like you, that he's going to have a good season. I think they're going to have a rebound season. And Mac Jones will get his opportunity to play, but he won't start week one.
I'm not sure Mac Jones does get his opportunity to play, Mr. Rose. I think that this team is good. I think they're much better than they were last year. I think that they're going to win. I think they're going to start hot. And I think that Cam Newton's going to propel this team into wins, not Mac Jones. Jalen, we have some sound from someone named James Harden about his expectations and his approach and what the rest of the league should feel about the upcoming Nets season. Let's listen to James Harden.
What can you say to Brooklyn Nets fans who are looking forward to a season where you guys are expected to have a great one?
Healthy James Harden. Scary. Scary hours.
Healthy James Harden. Scary. Scary hours. Jalen Rose, what do you think about the scary hours warning from James Harden to the rest
Yo,
of the NBA?
What was that fictional character that used to ride the bike with the extra small hat? That's the first thing that stood out to me right there. We got to get my brother a bigger hat. I agree with James that a full season of their big three is going to be scary hours. However, I'm not going to dismiss one thing, and that's slowing down Giannis. Nobody can stop KD. Check. Nobody can stop from James Harden from flirting with triple doubles. Check, check. Kyrie has the best left hand and the best handle in the league. Check, check, check. But ain't nobody slowing down Giannis. I told you that this year also.
Oh, really?
Who's going to slow down Giannis?
I'm still picking the Nets, but it's not a foregone conclusion
that they're going to be able to slow down Giannis.
I remember watching a game seven between the Nets and Giannis, and I remember that game going into overtime. I remember being about 3 millimeters of Kevin Durant's shoe that kept the Nets from advancing in that series, and Kyrie Irving was not even playing in the game, and James Harden was hobbled. And I love that James Harden said a healthy James Harden is scary hours, because if you remember, I'm old enough to remember a year ago, when offseason James Harden was not in a softball game talking about scary hours. Offseason James Harden was at the club. Offseason James Harden looks like me with his shirt off. Like, offseason James Harden was different last year than this year, and that is going to be another factor that plays into the Nets. And I'm going to say it right now. There's no competition for the Nets in the East. There's none. It's the Nets, and then a big gap, and then everybody else in the East, including the World Championship Bucks. I'm doing it. I'm saying it.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to just tell you this, though. Rookie played really well in summer league. He's going to play really well during the season, too. He was 50-40-90 in college. And you already see that he's going to be a bucket in the league. I am not mad at you picking the Nets. And I agree, they are my favorite. But I'm just going to be the person that constantly reminds you and or anybody else that there is nobody, nobody, nobody in the NBA that's slowing down Giannis.
That's fine.
I know that.
That's fine. Let's talk about second options then. Chris Middleton or James Harden? Kyrie Irving or Jrue Holiday? Let's talk about that. Fine. No one can stop KD. No one can stop Giannis. What about the second and third options, though?
That's why they're the favorite. I agree with you.
That's why they're
with you. It's going to be scary hours. But tell me, what fictional character used to wear the small hat?
I don't know what you're talking about. No one wears a small hat. What are you talking about? Like, you can't just be on TV live being like, what fictional character wears a small hat? No one watching at home, including myself, has any idea what you're talking about. It is time for What's Your Number? Jalen, Donovan Mitchell did it again. This has been an ongoing conversation for decades. He said, question I asked my mom and sister, would y'all let Mike Tyson punch you in the face for $10 million? Jalen Rose, would you let Mike Tyson punch you in the face for $10 million?
You know, I'm one of the people walking the earth that truly believes that Mike Tyson wouldn't punch them in the face if he could. That's my guy. I believe that he wouldn't punch me in the face if he could. However, as somebody that's gone to as many Mike Tyson fights as any supporter or fan, let me tell you something. There is no number. See, don't get twisted in the money part, because he can punch you one time and kill you. See, what ends up happening is this is not a lottery ticket. You got to take the blows. And I'm not willing to get hit by anyone, especially arguably the most ferocious boxer to ever do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Nope.
Jalen, I might get punched in the face by Mike Tyson for $0 because I'm old enough to remember what he said about me when he was on the podcast with T.I. Roll the clip, Tommy.
But also, Tip and Mike. Mike and Tip.
I like that. Because I see Jalen Rose has his little guy with him, Jalen and Jacob.
Jalen Rose has his little guy with him. That's how the world sees me. The world sees me as Jalen Rose's little guy. I need a new job. You know what? I'm going back to school. I'm going to get a degree or something. I can't be Jalen Rose's little guy.
I told you Mike is my guy, and I appreciate being the Tastemakers podcast. Now, I'll say this to you. This is your chance right now. Get back at Mike. Don't take that slander. Don't accept that.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I thought we were friends.
Don't accept that.
I really thought we were friends. This is my chance to get back at Mike. So you want me to slander Mike Tyson? That's what you want me to do? What? I thought we were friends, dog. That is rude. What are you trying to get me to do? I'm not falling for that. Mike Tyson, I respect you. I salute you. You're the best to ever do it. I would never, ever, ever slander you, even though you called me Jalen Rose's little guy. Jalen Rose, when we come back, you and your little guy are going to discuss the GOAT, who you said earlier in this segment has 7 rings, which he doesn't, but maybe he will one day, and Mahomes. They looked unstoppable
in
preseason.
So many, we'll discuss right after this.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Anthony Rose. This preseason, 2 things have been clear. Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady are unstoppable. They continue to dominate throughout the preseason. Will they be your favorites to come out of their respective conferences, and who are the biggest threats to these 2 teams?
You know, the hardest thing to do in the NFL has been to repeat. And usually the team that loses in the Super Bowl struggles the next year. I don't anticipate that to be the case for either one of these teams. And on paper, I'd be foolish to not pick both of these teams to win their respective conferences. But here's what I will say. You want to go deeper into the box score?
Yes.
And you want to play a little fantasy football?
Yes.
And you want to play a little odds of who you should take? If it's not one of these teams, let me give you an AFC squad. I know they don't have the greatest defense, even though their head coach is a former defensive player. The Tennessee Titans is a team I'm going to throw out there for you. Ryan Tannehill is going to put up big numbers in the play action game because he has that guy right there, Derrick Henry. How many yards did he run for this year?
2,000.
Oh, 2,000. Okay. 2,000, right? Don't they still have A.J. Brown?
Yes.
Didn't they just add Julio Jones?
Yes.
Okay, that team right there, nobody's talking about them. But if you ask me to take a squad out of the AFC, I would take them. And in the NFC, I'm going with the farewell tour and Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. And they do have a really good defense. And they have been in the NFL's Final Four the last couple of years. And you know what's going to happen when the Packers are up 14 or 21 late in the game? They gonna keep throwing. They gonna play like Tom Brady played a couple of years ago. They gonna keep putting up numbers. So those are the two squads I'm watching for.
I'm so disappointed in you, Jalen Anthony Rose. Tomorrow, joining us on the program is Westside Gunn of Griselda of Buffalo. And you know that the Bills are the number one threat. The Bills are the number one threat to the Kansas City Chiefs. Josh Allen, Dable, that defense. They have every single box check that you need to be a successful NFL team. Last time they went to the AFC Championship, they got a little taste of that playoff success. This is going to be the Bills' year. They are going to beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, and you know that is a fact, and you know that we support Griselda here, and Westside Gunn will be on our program tomorrow. Moving on, Mr. Rose, I watched some preseason football this weekend, and I found myself extremely impressed by Trevor Lawrence. His first series, perfect ball down the right sideline. I think you're going to see it right here. And then a touchdown. Look at that ball right there from Trevor Lawrence. Beautiful against the Cowboys. Backup defense. But they traded Gardner Minshew for like a sixth round pick. Jalen Rose, do you think it was smart for them to trade Minshew off after this Lawrence performance?
I do think it was smart to gain an asset, and here's why. You got to look at the total picture of the Jaguars. This is different from the Patriots with Bill Belichick. This is different from the 49ers who was just in the Super Bowl. You hire Urban Meyer to be your head coach. And at this point of his career, he didn't take the job to do anything except develop Trevor Lawrence. That's the number one thing he's going to be judged by. We don't anticipate them going to the playoffs this year. They're not a contending team. He's going to be judged by the development of the number one overall pick. So therefore, you might as well put him out there and not have him looking over his shoulder. And because you know the most popular person in any NFL city is the backup quarterback. That's why I don't like the platooning. And in this case, you want to eliminate the noise. So you do two things. You cut Tim Tebow and you trade Gardner Minshew.
Well, I don't think that they should have traded Gardner Minshew because I've watched the preseason Jaguars and they cannot protect the quarterback. So something tells me that Trevor Lawrence will not start 17 games this year, and that is the reason that I think they should have kept Minshew around because he gets hit so much. Now, Mr. Rose, it's time for us to transition to baseball. Everyone's talking about the Yankees in New York, but something interesting is happening with the Mets. The Mets have been getting booed this season. And what have the players done, especially Javi Baez? They started booing back. So now, when they're successful on the field, they have a thumbs down gesture to boo the fans. Jalen Rose, do you support this from the Metropolitan?
This is not smart by the players. And I would advise you guys to abort this mission immediately. You cannot win. What's the song? You can't win, child. You can't begin. Because you can't get out of the game. Let me get this right. Who are some of the most passionate fans in sports, Jacoby?
New Yorkers.
You gonna lose 20 or 24 and expect us not to say nothing when in New York City, you can pay $1 million for a half bedroom and a half bath, and we still paying to go watch y'all play? And their best player, who they just gave a $10 million, a 10-year extension, it ain't even kicked in yet. You don't want that energy in New York City with the fans and y'all struggling. You know what they want y'all to do? Win. That's how you shut up the fans. Just win.
Absolutely. You should not have an adversarial relationship with your hometown fans. It just doesn't make sense to me. But congratulations to them when they are successful. Jalen Rose, I consider myself extremely lucky that I did not pay for the Jake Paul fight last night because I wanted to see him get knocked out. He did not get knocked out. He actually won by a split decision. We'll discuss it right after this. Saturday afternoon middleweight fight UFC on ESPN Plus. It is Derek Brunson against Darren Till. You don't want to miss that. The prelims start at 1:30. Main event at 4. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I'm so proud of myself that I didn't pay my hard-earned money to watch this fight between Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley. Paul ended up winning a split decision. What did you think about this celebrity boxing?
I did pay my hard-earned money to watch it, the entire thing. Woodley did rock him a couple of times. And as they were deciding the decision, it reminded me that Jake Paul gonna win every decision because he's becoming a cash cow in celebrity boxing. Mm-hmm. How about that? But here's what I wanna also do. I wanna shout out my brother. This is the show of champions. And David Jacoby brought home a championship to the family this weekend.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, my brother. Tell us about the league. Tell us about the championship game. How did you play?
First of all, I've won a trophy since I was like 15 years old. It feels better than I remember. It felt so good. Shout out to my teammates who carried the team. I barely got any buckets. We'll be back tomorrow, too. We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Some people watch Jalen and Jacoby. We appreciate you that listen to Jalen and Jacoby every single day. Jalen Rose, I want to give a shout out to my man, John Dennis, JD. He's got shout a book out with Common Practice. And there was a 3-on-3 tournament, and there was five teams in the tournament, and we played every other team, and we lost to the Dynasty League, the all-Asian team. We lost, but we still made the championship game against that very same team. And do you know what I said to my teammates? I said, I know what's best for the team, y'all. I'm not even playing the championship game. I'm gonna sit this one out. But you know what? My man Sheamus looked a little tired out there, so I had to get in there, had to contribute during the championship game. And my man Ant hit a terrible shot, like he hit a bad shot. Like that, when he rose up to shoot this, it was a game of 16, twos and threes. Contested. He was complaining about getting fouled like before the ball even went in because he knew it was a bad shot, trying to get something out of it. And he sunk that three, and we won the chip. And we were there just to support. It was in Harlem. We were there just showing up for your friends. And I didn't show up trying to be competitive, but man, it feels good to win. I don't win a lot of stuff, Jay. It feels good to win, you know?
So I gotta make sure, and I think we do a great job of like making our show personal for the people. That's why, you know, Big Crown is our guy. Been with us since day one. Greatest mail carrier that the United States has seen. David Jacoby, I wanted to make sure that everybody knows the kind of man and teammate you are. And you've said or done two different things over the last 7 to 14 days that I want to highlight.
Okay.
This is love. Not many of your friends are going to come to your golf outing, put down their credit card, knowing it might get declined.
Oh, it got declined for sure. 100% got declined. Michelle hadn't even reached out to me about recouping that. She let me get my finances together before she even hits me. Now, dog, I didn't get my credit card declined. I got my debit card declined too.
What?
Two different declines. Not,
for a million of reasons, anybody that can hear this show, you understand the kind of love and friendship that means for somebody. Because I've been that guy now in the supermarket adding everything up before I get up to the register.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I round everything up, straight up. I've been that guy with food stamps. I've been that guy with cash. I'm going to make sure by the time I wait in this line, I'm going to be able to pay when I get up there. I ain't gonna, so I'm going to be looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So that's one I want to highlight about you. It makes you a great man and a great friend. But two, let's not overlook what you just said. We have the foremost authority on pickup basketball, David Dowling Jacoby, on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was willing to go to the championship game and not even play.
Not even play. Because listen, I know my role. We got four players on the team. And guess what? Guess who the fourth best player is on the team? Me. I'm tired. It was a Saturday. I was hungover. My kids were there. You know what I mean? I'm sweating through my shirt before the first game even started.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
we're hold on, hold on. Hit the brakes, hit the brakes, hit the brakes. This is an exercise in looking in the mirror and not seeing your representative. This is David Jacoby, everybody, unmasked. Like, I just told you guys the story about the golf outing. That's why I love him. That's my brother. Who goes to a championship game that doesn't have humility and brings their kids
and
knowing they might not play?
And wife. My kids and my wife showed up to support. We showed up to support. It was a great event. It's called Home and Away. It was an art and basketball combination at St. Nick Park. They had a tutorial for the children. Like, there's like a bunch of probably 36 kids there. They did a little tutorial for them, you know, they're running some drills. Then they had a little 3-on-3 tournament. Common practice is the group, and JD, John Dennis, is the artist. It brought us all together. Shout out to Mo Badanga. That was my team.
Shout out.
But Mr. Rose, I said, I'm not going to play in the championship game, y'all. It was a game of 16. But my man Sheamus, he looked a little sluggish. He looked a little tie-tie. And I said, you know what? Let me give this guy a little breather. And we, you know, Ant and Jacob, you've played against Jacob. You know Jacob?
Yeah, I do.
You know Jacob. Yeah, he was on our team. He was carrying us. He's a great driver. And I got the ball in the post. And I did my patented jump hook. And once it left my hand, I was like, that is good. That's going in. Rimmed out. Double rims. Tough. There's two courts, right? Two sides of the court playing half. Both double rims. One was like 9'10", and one was like 10'4". You know, it was just like neither of them were really 10 feet. And we lost to the Dynasty League in the regular round robin. Then we beat them in the championship, and it felt good to win. It felt, just the beer tastes better when you got a trophy on your table. You know what
yes,
I mean?
It does.
Like,
it does.
It just felt better. My kids were there, and they saw me get a bucket. Like, you know, my kids were all there. When they first got there, that was in the game. They saw me get a bucket. So as far as they're concerned, I'm Michael Jordan. That's all that matters. You know? As far as they're concerned, I'm LeBron James.
My dad
and Michael
got
Jordan
game.
And Shaquille
Q,
O'Neal.
Q at school, right now, like it's Larry Bird and then my dad. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
As far as they're concerned, they think I'm Jalen Rose with the Rock. That's what they think. And that's all that matters.
They're like, wait a minute. It's Steph Curry, and then it's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the rankings. I saw him balling yesterday. Your dad can't hoop. When last time you saw your dad make a basket?
When you're not around, sometimes I tell him, like, I'm like, yo, kids, like, Uncle Jalen played in the NBA. I'm like, Uncle Jalen played he's a professional basketball player. They don't care. They have no idea. You know what
they
I mean?
They don't care about that.
They're the only people in your life that don't know that you're going to basketball.
I love that so much.
I'm like,
you know
I'm like,
what I love? Let
NBA.
Me tell you what I love about Jacoby's kids.
He's one of the best
kids.
Players in the world. He's one of the best players in the world. And they're like, whatever. He gave me $20 once. That's all I care about.
I don't know if it was Margot. I don't know if it was Chloe. But I didn't remember the name of the crab spot. And
the boil.
I didn't realize that I kept saying crab spot, right? But I like how she wanted to correct me, but instead of correcting me, she told Jacoby to correct me.
We went there for Auntie Judy's birthday. They only take cash at the boil, and we were ordering. You know, it was a birthday, so we're getting drinks. We're getting,
ATM.
You know, getting crab, and I didn't get 1 pound of crab. I got 1 pound of king crab, 1 pound of Dungeness crab. I was going big. Boy, let me tell you something. When that bill came, I was like, oh, we're never coming back to this place again. I was like, we're never coming back to this place again.
That sound like $600.
Yeah, it does. I wish it was $600. I was like, Judy invited some friends. I was like, oh, I got this, y'all. It's your birthday. Don't worry about it. And then the bill came.
Oh,
I had to
go
to ATM.
Well, I know what that is. Hold on. Let me hit the break. That's $1,500 total.
It was a lot. Because you know I like to tip. You know I like to tip. Uncle Jalen taught me how to tip.
No,
you know,
no.
So I'm not just going to give 20%. I'm going to give 30, 40%. I was at the ATM. You know, you got to put your card in and go through to get 200. And then put your card in again and go through and get 200. I'm never going back to the boil. Crab is good, but crab ain't that good. You know, I'll fly to Alaska before I go back to the boil. Crazy. Jalen Rose, all I have to say to you is one word. Donda. 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 That was the first minute of my experience. I was playing it on Apple Music. I literally looked at the song and be like, how long is she gonna say Donda for? Like, that's too long. That's too long. Jalen, what do you think about Donda?
So everybody has their way of consuming, you know, music and really digesting it different. Mm-hmm. For me, it worked out perfect when Donda dropped because it was on a weekend. I wasn't working, like doing Countdown or anything. Didn't have anything with the Renaissance Man. Didn't have any interviews. Make sure you check out the Renaissance Man. Release new episodes every Thursday.
Ice Cube last week.
We had Ice Cube the Great. Shout out to the Big Three. Their championship game coming up soon. So Sunday was literally my day to grill and chill.
Grill and chill.
Perfect day. Perfect day to listen to a new album with 26 songs.
Too
not
long.
Two or six. 26 songs.
Too long.
Now, when you're doing 26 songs, like, here's the real. When you're doing 26 songs, nobody's going to walk away from that and like them all.
Uh-uh.
Right? That, like, you know that, we know that, everybody knows that. However, I'm glad we're having this conversation, and I'm about to look at a text that our producer Demetrius just sent me and tell you what he thought about it before I get what you thought about it and tell you what I thought about it. He says, tier one is Hurricane and Jesus Lord. He said, tier two is Junya Jail. He said, everything else is meh. That's how he felt. Now, what I do on an album like this, when I realize it's gonna be so many songs, if I hear something I really like, I keep replaying that song before I go forward. And one of the things that I recognize that I love so much early, I think it's called Off the, I guess I need to look at the name of the album. I guess I ain't about to be rattling on 26 songs. I mean, I think it's Off the Grid. On the Grid, man, I love that song. The bars in that song are A+. I'm about to pull it up right now. Hold on.
Off the Grid.
It's Off the Grid. Hey, man, I love that song. I listen to that song so many times. You know what else I listened to so many times? The song with J Electronica and the Lox.
Mm.
D said it's called Jesus Lord Part 2. Two songs?
It's like a 3-hour movie to me. It's like someone needs to, he needs a friend in his life. Like he needs like a homeboy. He needs a Jacoby to his Jalen that says, listen, I heard all 26 of these songs, okay? We're gonna release 14 of them. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're going to do. I know you love them all. I know they're all your children. I know you think that they're all superstars. You think they're all bangers, but they're not, Mr. West. Nope. So we're going to cut these down. We're going to trim this, selections, because there's like 5 songs that are really, 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 really dope on that album.
Agreed.
But there's a lot of songs where halfway through it, I'm like, next. That's like 10 songs. I was like, next.
Well, but I'm happy I got a chance to consume it the way I did. Because I wasn't necessarily like staring at the album titles. Like I was cooking, I was, you know, like moving around and like, oh, okay, I like that verse. I'm gonna start that over. Like I was listening to it like that. And so the Lox, J Electronica, Jay-Z, Kanye rapped on a few songs. Mm-hmm. And I can't act like I don't like this. DMX did this on It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. I don't underestimate people that do rap, to do albums, and they try to eliminate all of the curses.
Mm.
Like, don't underestimate that too. Like, he did that on this album. There's something to be said for that, too.
I learned that doing stand-up. When I was doing stand-up, like, you can just curse and people laugh. You know what I mean?
Preach.
Like, it's a crutch. Like, you can just curse. You just use the F word and people will laugh twice as hard. But then you realize that, like, people ain't laughing at your jokes or your wit or your intelligence or your premise. They're just laughing at the F word. So once you start not cursing, it becomes a lot harder. Now, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody that uses curses to get laughs, but I'm saying, like, when you realize the effect of it, you're like, oh, okay, let me just up the difficulty. Let me Simone Biles this. You know what I mean? Like, let me make this hard on myself.
Well said. And what you just said is why I stopped cursing in the early 2000s. That was the first year I covered the finals when it was New Jersey Nets and Lakers. That's the year I stopped cursing for the reason you just said. Because I felt I went to school for radio, TV, film. I get a chance to now pursue my second career. I want to expand my vocabulary. And I felt like curse words were exactly what you just said, crutches. And then the other thing I realized, you're going to disagree with family members. You're going to disagree with friends. You're going to disagree on the court. At that time of my life, I might disagree with somebody in the street or at a bar or at a club or whatever. But the one thing I realized is if somebody's upset at me, just what you said about comedy, I hate when a curse word comes out of that person's mouth towards me. Mm. That makes me a little angrier. You know how it's funnier when you say it on stage? For me, it's the opposite. It makes me angrier when somebody drops a bomb and they're trying to address me. So that's why I stopped. That's why I stopped using the N-word too. I remember being like in Denver or in Indiana and I'm out with my homies and we around a bunch of white people and we using the N-word. I'm like, this don't look or feel right. Especially if I don't want them to say it. You know what I'm saying? If I don't mind them saying it, then that's one thing. But clearly, I don't want them to say it. So I probably, in my opinion, shouldn't outwardly and overtly express it. You know what I mean? Like, and so those were things I tried to do to improve my vocabulary. Stop using the N-word and stop cursing.
Shout out to Millie's. I've been listening to Blanco for. Jalen, what do you think about Rajon Rondo back to the Lakers? If you get to buy out the Grizzlies.
And I also this weekend was listening to Fly Guy
hit the
new
brakes,
album
Brett.
Too.
Of course. Hit the brakes, Brett. I forgot to ask you the most important question. You know, I did a bad job as a podcast host and as a friend. The most important question. I don't care what you were listening to, dog. I don't care what you thought about Kanye's album. I want to know what was on the grill. What was on the grill? What was it seasoned with? Who was eating? How many people were you cooking for? What was on the grill yesterday at the Rose Mansion?
So here's what we decided we were going to do. Potluck. Yeah. On the same grill. Because there was more than one person there. Usually when you invite people over to eat, right? One person may be cooking. Usually that person is me.
Yeah.
But I gauged the room and realized something. Each person had what they felt was their specialty that they like to grill.
Okay.
So, okay, Troy, hook up your steaks. So that's what he did. Troy had his steaks going. They worked out great. They were perfectly seasoned.
Marbled.
They're dope. He made three of them. They were large, too. They were big
Troy.
Servings. Like porterhouse.
Yeah.
Like, I had to flip them for him one time, and I was like, this is a lot of beef right here. My stomach already hurt. You know what I'm saying? I already feel that in my stomach tomorrow morning. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably go to the bathroom three times before the call tomorrow. All right. So that was...
calls it 7 a.m. just for the listeners.
And feeling this rolling around in my stomach for the next 8 hours.
Jalen on mute on the conference call for a reason.
Like, Jalen, we can't hear you, but we hear the toilet flushing. So, so Troy hooked up the steaks. My other nephew, Tyrone, his specialty is ribs.
Oh.
So I started calling him Ty Ribs. Right?
So you better call Ty Ribs. Call him.
Right. So he hooked up the ribs. My brother Kev, you know, his contribution, what can I say his contribution was? His contribution is that he's legally in Michigan allowed to supply treats.
Okay. Let's just move on. Let's see. We got you.
That was his contribution,
right?
Shout out
to Kev. He's cooking something up too.
Absolutely. And so my contribution, I made sweet potatoes.
Mmm.
Sweet potatoes. Corn on the cob. What'd you say about sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes are overrated. Overrated. No.
Seriously?
No. I'll take a regular potato over a sweet potato. I don't even like sweet potato fries.
I like both.
I don't like sweet potatoes. I like both. It tastes like fresh toast. I'm good.
No, thank you.
All right. No.
Tommy said the OG with us today. He said you gotta try white sweet potatoes for everybody out there.
Do you know
what?
Hey, just a quick update, everybody. White sweet potatoes are called potatoes. Okay, that's what they are. Potatoes. They're potatoes. Tommy, for everybody listening to the podcast, Tommy's yelling in my ears.
Right, orange are yams and white are sweet potatoes.
Tommy's talking about Crenshaw Farmers Market every Saturday.
OG.
He gets the white sweet potatoes.
That's what we got.
They're
OG
overcharging
on the
you for potatoes, dog. They're overcharging you for potatoes.
But
you
know what
else,
when
you walk away. Like, we told this guy they were white sweet potatoes. What did you cook?
That's hilarious.
It sounds like everybody else is working except for you.
Well, no. I made what I call my mega cast salad.
Mega cast salad?
Yeah,
mega cast.
Yeah.
Mega cast salad?
That's what I call it for some reason.
And
you know what? Because it's Don Mega.
It's on ESPN2? the game on ESPN, the salad's on ESPN2?
It's a show in itself. That's why I call it. The salad is a show. It's a meal
mega
in itself.
Mega cast salad.
You know, I got the
so
roughage.
Weird.
You know, I got different types of roughage in there. I got the dark roughage. I got the greenery in there. Let me tell you what else I put in there, though.
Sounds like Kevin brought some roughage, too.
He did. Edibles, too. So, for plenty of egg. I like egg in my salad.
Boiled egg, right?
Boiled egg chopped up. I like egg in my salad.
Yeah. Okay.
Get this game, y'all. I'm telling y'all. I'm about to. You know what Trey said to me yesterday?
Do you have the boiled egg slicer? I like those. Where you squish
all
it down and it cuts it up into perfect little cylinders.
I gotta tell you a secret though, dog.
Secret.
I'm from the hood. I ain't using that. I'm not buying that, dog. I'm just cutting it, dog. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna be able to do that.
You're missing out.
I'm not gonna be able to do that.
Presentation.
Now, if I wanna take a picture. Like, if I was gonna put it on YouTube, then I would do that. You know what I'm saying? But if I ain't putting it on YouTube, I'm not doing that.
Why's it called the Mega Cast Salad?
Because it's mega. Like, it's the greenery, it's the roughage. I got y'all out there. You can add egg. I put watermelon.
What?
Put grapes.
What?
Listen to me, fam. I got you. Tomatoes.
Sounds disgusting.
What
kind of dressing are we rocking with?
You put your own dressing. I lay the dressings out. You put your own dressing on it.
Oh,
I don't like no salad to come with dressing on it. It's too oily. It's too water. It's too oily. I don't want salad with dressing. Do not give me a salad with dressing on it. That masks the taste. That's like giving me a steak and it got all A1 on it before I even tasted it. Don't do that.
I do like A1 though.
I do too. So, anybody out there that likes salad, I just gave y'all the blueprint. Now, here's what you can also add. This is what makes it mega. You ready for this?
A Megatron it.
You can add lobster.
What?
You can add shrimp.
What?
You can add chicken.
What? No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, you can. No, not, you can. All no, you can't. Not all together. Not all together. Doing? Independently. Like, I don't like my salad. It? Well, I don't like a lobster salad with chicken. Like, I like them separate.
Of course.
But when you make a mega salad, Jacoby, it's like a buffet. You have different bowls of different things that you can put in your salad. And different dressings. That's why it's mega.
Troy out here making porterhouse. You got Thai ribs over here making ribs. And your contribution is a watermelon grape egg salad? No. No.
Duh.
That's like me on the 3-on-3 team. Like, you got some real contributors, and then you got you that just like, just you're just there. You know what I mean?
You just underestimate the salad and how many things that go with the amenities. Do you realize how many things you have to cook? Are you listening? You gotta cook the eggs. You gotta cook the shrimp. You gotta cook the lobster. You gotta cook the chicken. What are you saying?
Mm-mm.
You gotta cook that. I ain't saying
you
do it.
You miss me with the grape watermelon salad. No, thank
you. You just don't.
You miss me with that. I don't need the mega salad.
And here's the other thing I made.
You know,
Here's the other thing I made.
Your megacast just got moved to ESPN Classic, dog.
And you just dismissed the sweet potato. So you just dismissed that whole thing.
Sweet potato is gross.
But let me tell you what else.
Sweet potato fries, sweet potato, anything. No, thank you.
Today I gotta get on the phone, and I got a meat store that I like to order from, and I need to order more wings. I went to multiple markets yesterday. The wing shortage is for real.
The wing shortage is going down.
The wing shortage is for real. I ended up making some drumsticks and some thighs. You can never go wrong with those. Mm. That was my meat contribution. Troy had the steak. Ty had the ribs. I had the thighs, the drumsticks, the MegaCast salad, sweet potatoes. Corn on the cob.
Why do you call it MegaCast?
I don't even know why I call it that. I don't even like that name.
It's hilarious.
You know, when you're cooking for hours and hours, you just start humming things and you think of your own motivation for stuff. And I don't know why I started calling it that. So somebody, 98580 Jalen, hook up this salad, your version, and tell Jacoby how good it is. But also tell me what you like or don't like about my salad and things I should be doing with the salad. Okay. Oh, cheese.
Let me tell you.
Cheese was in it too.
What? You gotta take, I don't like grapes
on
and
the
watermelon
side.
In my salad. No, no.
No, on no, the no. side, dog.
Veggies only.
I'm telling you.
Veggies only. Veggies only. Veggies only in the salad.
How about this?
Nope.
Not knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad.
Wow. First of all, I'm really proud of you because that was a struggle for you and you nailed it. You know? I could tell you were having trouble with that one and you nailed that one. You really did. You really
Dominique
did.
Dominique Dawes.
Great job. Great job, Jalen Anthony Rose. Back to the Grizzlies and Rondo. If they buy out Rondo, the Lakers, are interested. And I think people have short memories and they forget just how important Rondo was to that bubble championship team. Rondo was extremely important to that bubble championship team. He balled out in the finals. Do you think Rondo has another impactful year in his career?
All I know is this. I remember when my idol Magic Johnson stepped down and people were slandering Rob Pelinka's name. Mm. Crickets now. Crickets now. Because he running laps around the league with
really
these
is.
Moves. Like, seriously.
Really
is. Is there
they
can
didn't
I,
have
can
a
I
roster.
Say
they had, any? They had like four people on the roster like 3 months ago. Like four human beings. They didn't have any cap space. People just like, I'll just volunteer to play for the Lakers. you don't have to pay me. Put me on the roster as a ball boy.
I want to remind everybody something that the Lakers did this offseason. They added Russell Westbrook. If you thought he played with ferocity in Oklahoma City, what do you think you're going to see? That dude playing in front of his home fans in L.A.? Oh, man. Now, that's going to be scary hours.
I want to take the big three of the Lakers and the big three of the Nets and just put them in freezers until the playoffs. Like, y'all cannot get hurt. You cannot get hurt. There's too much on this. I want a Nets-Lakers finals. Imagine that, Jalen. We need that. We need that.
I don't truly see a team upsetting the Lakers. The Nets still got to guard the paint. Mm-hmm. Said that this year also.
The Nets are in a more tenuous position. The Lakers, I think, in the Western Conference have a bigger gap between number one and number two.
They got to guard that paint. And I'm penciling Giannis in for 35 and 15.
But don't forget about Joel Embiid. Don't forget about Joel Embiid.
Exactly. It's hard to overcome them big dudes.
I love Nick Claxton, but Joel Embiid's a whole different beast. You know, it's a whole different animal. Joel Embiid will give you buckets. He will push you out of the way and dunk the ball.
That's the one thing about the Nets being in the East. They got to go through Giannis, and they got to go through Embiid. And I had an MVP ballot this year. Did? They both were in the top three or four.
Mm-hmm. And the Sixers are going to have CJ McCollum by that time, too. You know, so they'll have a much more balanced roster. It's going to be CJ. It's going to be like CJ and Robert Covington in a pick. Like, it's going to be something like that. CJ, Rocco, and a pick. That's what it's going to be.
I ain't mad at that.
That's what it's going to be.
I ain't mad at that. But not for that asking price. Not for that asking price.
That's not
the reported asking price.
Zach LaVine joined Clutch. What does that tell you, Mr. Rose?
It shows me that whatever I said about Rob Pelinka applies to Rich Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Running laps around the game. So much so, they instituted a rule. I'm going to start calling this the Kardashian rule. You know how when they got famous and became brands on the internet, and each of them are worth hundreds of millions and billions of dollars?
Mm-hmm.
I call it the Kardashian rule because that door is closed. Like, there are going to be people that try to, like, go that route and mimic how they mimicked and end up like they end up, not going to be able to do it. That route's closed. Same thing with Rich Paul. Now you want to institute a rule that says you need a specific degree now. Now you want to institute a rule where you have to be certified and go in front of a board in order to get approved now. That wasn't happening before he started being dominant in this space. And I'm going to just hit you right between the eyeballs with it. This has been a black sport along with the NFL for so very long. How about this, by the way? There isn't a white NFL player represented by a black agent. Let me say
that
again.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is because there's thousands of NFL players. I'm sure there is.
I would say on opening day roster of this year. You could call me back on this. I know we got some people out there. There's some smart people out there. I am saying on this show, on opening day, I don't believe that there will be one white NFL player represented by a black person, male or female.
I'm sure there is. So I just did 32 times 53 is 1,696. So I'm sure that there's at least one or two, but your point is made that there's probably only one or two, and something tells me that there are a lot of black players that have white agents. Something tells
me
that number is going to be bigger.
And I bring this up because, Jacoby, this is one of the professions that people like me for so very long were not allowed the elite status. Shout to Bill Duffy. Shout to the Goodwin brothers. There have been people that have broken that glass ceiling, but Rich Paul shattered it. And you know what happened to the good old boys when he did it? They changed all of the rules.
Yeah, they did try to change the rules, move the goalposts.
Like the voting laws.
You gotta do this.
Voting laws. Like, when y'all get a chance, I want you to think about something. There are people right now that are trying to make it tougher for people to vote. Just think about that for a second. Yeah, trying to make it tougher.
Harder. Harder for people to
more
vote.
More difficult for people to vote. And so when you upset the apple cart and you look like Rich Paul, and by the way, over your shoulder is the shadow of LeBron James, and they can't deny you, your client can go to a playoff game and have a glass tequila bottle right on the court.
You know what? I also want to say something because I know how business works, is everybody hears clutch and they immediately associate it with Rich Paul. I'm sure that there's probably 200, 300 people that work at Clutch. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just Rich Paul. Like, he's not doing everything. You know what I mean? Like, he's just the face of the franchise. But, like, there's probably 200 people that work at Clutch Sports that help Rich Paul get everything accomplished that he gets accomplished. I think sometimes people give singularity credit to, like, the person who's associated with the name. And I'm sure Rich Paul does a lot of work. No disrespect. But there's a lot of human beings, I'm sure, that work at Clutch that contribute to their success.
Well, Jacoby, as a former player, and clearly as a fan of the game and now covering the game, whites have had a stranglehold over representation of NFL and NBA players for decades.
Forever.
Like decades. Like
forever.
Forever. Like, embarrassingly, by the way. Like, embarrassingly. There was a time I remember looking to you and saying, hey, Jacoby, I believe like four people represent 80% of the league. Just think about that monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so Rich Paul makes people uncomfortable. So when Nerlens Noel is upset at Rich Paul and he's suing him, they're actually cheering. And you know what Rich Paul goes and do? Just sign Zach LaVine. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it moving.
You mentioned earlier for people to call 9580JALEN to make their version of the mega cast salad.
That's a terrible name.
I can't
name.
Even say it straight. You've got the best name, Jalen. You've got the best name in the history of names. You've popularized the name Jalen. There are millions of people, maybe not millions, hundreds of thousands of people named Jalen on this planet. And then you're going to name your salad MegaCast Salad, dog. We need to remix that.
I got to rethink. Somebody tell me what I should call this salad.
Yeah, so call 9580JALEN. Give us some salad remix suggestions because we need them desperately. But if you call 9580JALEN, we always want to hear from you. We'll talk about anything you want us to talk about. We'll put you on the show just like this.
Yo, what up, dog? Jalen Jacoby. Shout out Reg, the Ledge. This is Coach B calling down from sunny Vero Beach, Florida. And I'm a little late on the podcast. I got a new job, so I can't listen every day like I used to. So I let them pile up, and then on the weekend, I try and knock them all down while I'm doing yard work and stuff. So I'm driving to the Chinese food store. Jalen just talking, giving a story. He said he almost got salamander poisoning. Yo. Almost crashed the car laughing so hard. But I got a question. Soft move or boss move? Went to a barbecue. One of the aunts in the family made mac and cheese with American cheese. Soft move or boss move? Mac and cheese with American cheese. Not Velveeta. Not the cheddar. American cheese. Holla at me. All right? Peace.
We need that clip. That clip needs to live. We need to bring that clip back. Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. We need to bring that salamander clip back, Project Pat.
Yeah, Project Pat. Let's cook that up. Now, when I have to talk to Coach B. Now, I always respect my elders. You know what I mean? And I think that aunties are one of the most valuable assets to any family, you know? And I would never, ever fix my lips to disrespect an auntie. but I'm about to do that right now. You cannot put American cheese on mac and cheese. No chance, no way, no how. I'm not tasting it. I'm not trying it. I'm not touching it. And I'm not, you're not, no, 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 no. My wife makes the best mac and cheese. We call it crack and cheese. It's that addictive. And she uses six different cheeses. Six different cheeses. But you know what cheese is not one of those six? American. You can't be unwrapping plastic around your cheese and then putting it in mac and cheese. No, 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 no. Coach B, no. Soft move, Jalen.
I'm a proud American. Proud black you American.
You are? Okay.
And I got a joke for you. And even if I've done this before to you, please indulge me, because somebody might be hearing it for the first time. What do you call somebody that knows three languages?
Trilingual.
What do you know somebody that knows two languages?
Bilingual.
What do you call the person that knows one language?
Lingual.
American. And that goes with this.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard.
It's true though. I fall into that category. I had a chance to learn a secondary language. I was too lazy. I was too undisciplined. One of the worst decisions of my life. Who wants to learn Spanish? Just spiteful. Who want to learn Spanish? I ain't never going to Spain. I had it all figured out. Dumbest thing ever. About to be the dominant population. Could know Spanish. Thank you for the call. Here's what I'll say about the American cheese. I agree with everything the caller said. I agree with everything Jacoby said. But you mentioned the elders part that swayed me some. Like I was right with you. I was the cape on your back, family. I was right with you. And then when you brought the auntie and the elder heart, I started to think, like, there's an old school way sometimes that people like to do things also.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be some room for growth with you young whippersnappers that get cracking cheese and get six different kinds, and you can't even pronounce all of the kinds. You got Velveeta, Parmesan. You didn't even name them all. There's so many, right? You know, everybody can't hook it up like that. And cooking is a labor of love. So I'll say this, as somebody that officially, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm working on it. As somebody that has never tried to cook macaroni and cheese.
Never?
I've never tried to cook.
Wow.
I can't make sides. I guess I shouldn't say can't. I'm like Ben Simmons. I just don't attempt.
No, I can't sides. Say it.
I'm like Ben Simmons with the sides.
Main dish only.
I just don't attempt.
Main dish only. You can't saute some spinach. You can't.
Yeah,
you
that's
can't
boil, easy.
You can't bake a potato.
Yeah, like, yeah, I mean,
come on, man.
You can't
steam some broccoli. Like
that's easy, Jacoby. That's not cooking. I don't see that as cooking. Like I can make. Let me tell you what I make. I make broccoli. I'll make asparagus. I'll make spinach. Like any, I can make corn. Like anybody, I can make potatoes, I can make baked potatoes, I can make sweet potatoes, I can make fries. Like anybody
Those
can do
sides.
That. You
Those
know what I mean?
Sides.
But like nobody can make crack and cheese. Like you gotta understand, Jacoby, that's cooking. To me, that's cooking. You know what I mean? And so I'll just tell our caller, appreciate the support, be patient. And slightly suggest, hey, have you considered adding more than one cheese? Now, you're not gonna be able to substitute the American cheese. That's not changing. Now, what you can suggest is, hey, I listened to a podcast and my brother David Jacoby was talking about this. Why don't you consider adding a couple of more cheeses?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, hold on. I don't know what kind of auntie this is, but I'm not having that conversation with most of the aunties that I know. I'm just gonna let her have her and marry you. Don't even bother. You know, don't even bother. I'm not even having the conversation. I'm just not gonna eat the mac and cheese. I'll have a little piece. I'll have a little bit.
You can't be that. Bit.
I'll have a little bit.
Just get a little spoon. I'm sure it's fine.
The window dressing on the plate.
Just a little bit on the plate.
Coach B said something interesting. He was driving to the Chinese food spot, and he almost crashed during the salamander poison conversation, which brings me to an important question for you, Jalen Anthony Rose, which is also has to do with the culinary arts. What is your order at the Chinese food spot? We all know the menu. The menu don't change. What is your Chinese food order? Let's say you've got four people at the crib, three people at the crib. You've got to order for four people at the Chinese food spot. What is your order?
Jacoby, what are my favorite type of restaurants to partake? My favorite type.
Okay, well, a couple things. Number one, probably Japanese is sushi, but he doesn't even eat sushi. It's honestly, it's like, Jalen's like the guy that goes to the strip club for the wings. It's just like, you know, like it says sushi restaurant. Jalen's like, oh, perfect, let's go there. Like, do you eat sushi? No. Okay. Sushi restaurant. Nope, don't eat sushi. Have you ever tried it? No. Have you ever taken a bite? Do you know you don't like it? No. Is it, you know what the, you, when you see sushi, you just see sake. You know what I mean? It's like your brain just translates it. It's like, oh, that's the only spot that has the sake. Okay, I'll go there. That's what your brain does when you see sushi. It's just like, oh, okay, sake.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
They've got sake in there. They've got sake in there. I'll go there.
So I love Japanese restaurants.
I don't know
my
why.
The B side, as a Detroiter, let me just teach you something. Detroiters eat Coney Island and Chinese food like religion. Like,
I love Chinese food.
We have a great Mediterranean scene with our food that I love. Mm-hmm. And obviously we have great Mexican and soul food restaurants, and just like any other city or state, like I can take you to a great Jamaican spot, I can take you to some spots, right? But at our core, we eating some Coney Island and we eating some Chinese food.
What's your order?
And my order, I literally just went a week ago, walked in a Chinese food spot that I've been going to maybe 20 years. I literally took a picture of my picture with the owner and Grant Hill's picture with the owner and sent it to him. I cannot make this up.
And then you said, let me get some tickets to
the
Hawks.
I bet he ain't had Chinese food since he played for the Pistons. I'm telling you. It's what you do when you're here. So here's my order. First off, I love egg. Shrimp egg foo young patties.
Whoa, didn't expect that.
I love shrimp egg foo young patties.
Whoa, okay, that was a left turn.
Right.
What else we getting?
Most people, and I'm ordering for others like you said, like the sweet and sour chicken.
It's always gonna be, it's always.
Right, that's like,
it's
when you go to check your reflexes at the doctor and they hit your knee, everybody just get sweet and sour.
Yeah, sweet and sour. Then
you got the pepper steak.
Okay.
Yep.
Right? People get, you get the shrimp fried rice with chicken.
I thought you didn't mix chicken and shrimp. You said that earlier.
All rules out for Chinese food Coney Island, dog. There ain't no rule, dog. When I get my fries at Coney Island, I don't even want to see them. I want them covered in chili. I don't even want to see them. If I see a fry, I'm sending it back.
Let me tell you some of my favorites. You know what I do? You know I'm a soup guy, right? I'm going to get Jacoby
love
on soup.
Soup
back.
Love
soup. I love soup so much. I eat soup every day. People think I'm crazy. I eat soup on the hottest day in the summer.
Love
hot and sour soup. It's a weird soup, but I rock with hot and sour soup. Mushu vegetable with the pancakes. I like to be able to make my own, remix my own thing with the sauce. I do vegetable. Let me just tell everybody, first of all, everybody, I gave you some game when I said get all your pizza well done. You'll never regret it. Every time you ask for like vegetable lo mein or vegetable fried rice, just ask for extra vegetables. You'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. Extra vegetables. Extra vegetables. I rock with mushu pork. I rock with I like the broccoli brown sauce, so I like a lot of like chicken and broccoli. I don't like beef and broccoli because beef and broccoli can go wrong. Sometimes you get the beef and broccoli and you're chewing on the beef, you're still chewing on the beef, you're still chewing on the beef, you're still chewing on the beef, and the beef ain't going nowhere. It's not breaking up. And you're like, what am I eating here? And you got General Tso's is also another people pleaser. General Tso's is always gonna work. General Tso's is always gonna work. And if you can get the what's it called? Shaolin Bao, the soup dumplings are popping.
See, hold on. Hit the brakes. This ain't hood Chinese food you talking about with dumplings.
Yeah, they got dumplings at your spot. They got dumplings at your spot.
Here's what else I also get.
Everything I just said is on the menu at your spot.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like the white, slimy, like the type dumpling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know about it. I'm not rocking with those. Here's also what I get. I don't even know why I let this out. Lobster with light sauce. Mm-mm. Get extra, I get double lobster light sauce.
Mm-mm. No, Jalen, no. You're doing it wrong. No.
I do. I get double lobster light sauce. Pepper steak, shrimp egg foo young patties, sweet and sour chicken.
Just whatever you get, just make sure you don't get salamander poisoning. You know what I mean? Some well done chicken. Well done chicken so you don't get salamander poisoning.
So what did I say? And what was the right thing again?
You don't even know. I love you so much. You have no idea. You have no idea. Do you know what poisoning you can get from chicken that is not cooked?
Blame Kev. I don't know. Blame Kev.
You really don't know. You really don't know.
Yeah, you get salamander poison.
Salamander poison. Salmonella. Watch them chicken before you end up getting salmonella. Just think about Redman. Come on. We will.
Salmonella poison.
Be back tomorrow. With another dope pot to step to. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
I never have to worry about getting salmonella poison because I always get my chicken well done.
There you go.
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.